Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 205. I trust that God has been speaking to you and you are receiving the prophecies. You're receiving each and every one of them. The word of God is a prophecy. It's not, I see an animal behind, I see a goat. No, that's not the prophecy. Prophecy is the word of God on the lips of faith, predicting, proclaiming. So Psalm 91 verse 10, let's go. What do we say? There shall no evil befall me. Say it again. There shall no evil befall me. I said, you are seeing these things that you're saying, they are happening for you, for your spouse, for your children. Even if you have not married, yes, it's happening for them. It's happening for unborn children, generations to come. There shall no evil. People will say that, we don't know how come your family is this way. How come that we don't hear in, I mean, since I've known you, I've never heard even one bad thing happening to you. Yes, because you said it with your mouth. You've been saying it. Psalm 91 is my psalm. This is where I live. This is where I live. There shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall you. Do you believe it? I believe it for you. Oh, I believe it. And you, I know you believe. As you're hearing, something is happening in your life. There shall no evil befall you. There shall no evil before you. That is your story. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So Sennacherib had gone for trouble for himself by attacking God's anointed, by attacking the one who belongs to God. He has been killing other people, so he thought, oh, this one is a cool one. I'll finish him. I'll finish the person. No. You are in trouble. And so God says, I will put my hook in Sennacherib's nose, and I will put my bit in his mouth, and I will turn him away. Look like a king. You know, which king? He said, I'm not seeing a king. I'm seeing a defeated foe, a vanquished foe. Hallelujah. That is what God sees concerning you. Every single thing that is against you, this is what God sees. This is what God has done. He's put his hook in their nostrils. He's put his bit in their mouth, and he's turned them the way, the same way they can. They'll flee in seven different ways. I say they flee in seven different ways. Say amen and say it very well. Hallelujah. And so, what happens? I quoted some Numbers 14:9, and I said, only rebel not ye against the Lord. Caleb and Joshua said this to Israel. Neither fear ye the people of the land. They are giants. Don't fear. Why? For they are bread. Your enemy is bread for you, and their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with you. Fear them not. Say, I won't fear. Say, I refuse to fear. Say, I refuse to fear. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I will not fear. I refuse to fear. I will not fear. I refuse to fear, because the enemy is bread for me. Whatever is threatening me, God has already made it into bread for me. He's giving me the opportunity to slice them up. Slice them up. So this is my opportunity to slice them up, whatever it is. And normally, you know, that's how the devil works. They say, oh, the rarest cancer. This one has been killing people. Only two people have survived. Don't be afraid. No evil will stay in your body. It will not stay in your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple of the living God. Fear them not. Their enemy is bread for you. Say it. Fear them. I'm going to tell you a story. As we say here, story. I'm going to tell you a story, a true story, something that happened to me practically, and that will encourage you to know how defenseless the enemy is when it comes to you and the devil, you and devils, you and human beings that have made them. Sometimes human beings make themselves into devils. They make always looking for your trouble. Always making trouble for you. They will say this, do that. There are some people, I don't know why, they are just busybodies. You can't even begin to understand them. And as you are in a community, somebody has made himself into your enemy. You don't have an enemy. They have decided that they are your enemies, and they are going to suffer for that. Whatever has decided that is your enemy is bread for you. Say it again. The enemy is bread for me. Say it again. The enemy is bread for me. Numbers 14:9. You are blessed by